In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, this is letter number 4,936, dated Yudalet Kislev, Baruch Hashem, Yudalet Kislev, Toshin Yuzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is responding, I says, to your letter. I'm responding to a letter in which you write about a suggestion for a shidduch for your brother's daughter. But the boy, I guess, that suggestion is not answering very clearly how he's going to conduct himself in Jewishly. He doesn't commit to living a Jewish or a religious life, and he asks the my opinion. What do I think? And the Rebbe says, in my opinion, and as I have said this to your brother's daughter when she was here, that if he doesn't want to clearly answer, so that he doesn't want to say, so that should not be interpreted that he is listening, others are telling him what to do, and he cannot decide by himself. So then it's not so important that he should say it very clearly. Sometimes it's just, you know, maybe I'm adding this, maybe it's his ego. He doesn't want you, if you ask him, are you going to lead a religious life? He says, you're not going to tell me what to do. So if that's the reason why he's not answering, then that's not so important that he should say clearly, yes, I will, because that's really what he's intending. He just doesn't want to say. However, but if in truth he doesn't want to promise at all, notwithstanding that they asked him several times about it, so then there is a big doubt if it's proper to rely that in the future these things will change for the better, because this is a big question. You're not going to get involved in this. So one of the ways to figure this out, to test this, is to find out whether he's serious or doesn't want, is by you should have a conversation with your niece, with your not with your niece, with your sister's daughter, meaning that's her cousin, I guess. Yeah, this is talking about the brother's daughter. And the Rebbe is suggesting that she, this girl, should have a conversation with his sister's daughter when there won't be anybody, when the two cousins, when there will be nobody else present. No, actually, I have a little bit of an issue here, because in the Rebbe is talking about she should have a conversation with him when nobody is present, so that he shouldn't be able. But the Rebbe uses here the language, let me just say. First, the Rebbe says he was asking about for his brother's daughter. So he had a brother and daughter. That's what he was talking about. The Rebbe says, Bas Ochiv. Then the Rebbe says, what is the way to find it out? Is to find it out by his sister's daughter. I don't know how a sister's daughter comes into the picture here, but the Rebbe, it seems like to me that it almost, it should say, I'm missing something here, his brother's daughter, when there will be nobody present, then the boy will not be embarrassed to say that the other people that are seeing, oh, he listened to others, because there's nobody else at the time. Especially, the Rebbe says, even if she's going to explain what she means, he doesn't want her, she doesn't really mean him to listen to her, Dafka. But there is no other choice, because the life has to be according to Torah. It's not that you, it's not that she is trying to tell him how he should live the life, but she has no choice, so she has to know. And even if in this words he doesn't want to promise nothing, So there is a big worry that after the chasana, for sure, he isn't going to want to change anything because they're going to be married already. And he has the choice. He has to make the decision. I still don't understand why the Rebbe uses Bas HaChoyse. I'm just wondering if it's a slip of the pen. Look how the Rebbe goes through this great... He doesn't just say, drop this shidduch. No, the Rebbe doesn't say that. The Rebbe is trying to make it work if we can figure it out. And the Rebbe concludes that the creator of the world and the one who leads the world should direct your brother's daughter, may she live in the good way before her, physically and spiritually together with blessings in the name of the Rebbe. Three times in the letter it says, your brother's daughter. Why would the Rebbe say that she should have a conversation, his sister's daughter? So I'm inclined to say that this is just a slip of the pen over there. And it really means the brother. I don't know. But who am I to suggest that? But somebody else.
You know, the